Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky.
To the sky.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
Still love Israel?
because there's a lot of that going out there to date that, you know, that there is no Israel. There's real no true Israel. There's just a spiritual Israel. But the scriptures say different, and I'm going to go through some today to see if we to get to the conclusion of this. And first, let's go to our Abba in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Just hallelujah and thank the Most High for all he's doing for us, especially during these tough times right now, because things are bad for Israel out there. We see what's going on. Jacob is going through some issues right now, and we see we can see what's going on here, and it's just, you know, we just need to be leaning on the Most High and not on our own understanding at this time. But I'm going to start out. Let's turn to Genesis. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I lost my place here. Okay, let's turn to Genesis 15 and 18. In it, it says, in the same day, the Most High made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river of the river Euphrates. See, this is a covenant the Most High made for us, made with us. And then we know the Most High doesn't change. And Malachi 3:6 says that, I am the Most High, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Because he made that covenant with us. We're not consumed because of the fact that, the nations have tried to get rid of us. They have made us forget who we are. They've stolen our identity, and they've tried to wipe us out, but the Most High won't let that happen. And in Psalms 89 and 34, if we can go there, Psalms 89 and 34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is done, that is gone out of my lips. See, the Most High does not break covenant. He's not like man. You know, Israel broke the covenant. I don't know, they constantly did it. But the Most High hadn't changed. He knows he made that covenant with Abraham, and he knows that, as a matter of fact, when he was going to destroy Israel, Moses brought to his attention that he made this covenant. One of the things he did was brought that covenant to him to let him know, hey, this is the covenant you made with us. And so the Most High is not going to break his covenant. Now let's look at some things about how the Most High feels about Israel. Psalms 132 and 13, for the Most High which hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. Psalms 14. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. And here that he desired to be with us. 15. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. 16. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. 17. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. 18. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. And we know we're talking about Yeshua there. That's who the Most High has sent to us to redeem us. Because, Adam fell, and we need to be redeemed. Because animal sacrifice couldn't go on, because as the scriptures say, an animal's blood cannot atone for the sins of man. Okay, let's go to Isaiah go to the book of Brother Isaiah. Give me a second here. Okay, and this is how, you know, the Most High feels about Israel, being that he gave us Yeshua, that he brought Yeshua to redeem us. And it says, in that day, this is Isaiah 11 and 10. In that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Most High shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. It's all four corners of the earth where he has scattered us. But he is going to gather us back. 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Okay, give me a second here. I got to find something else. I don't like the dead air here, but I'm looking for something. If you just bear with me. So if you'll just bear with me. Okay, let's go to Romans. Well, this is our brother Paul here, what he has to say about this. We'll go to Romans 11. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, say then, hath Yah cast away his people? Yah forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abram, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Let's go to Psalms. Let's get a precept on that. Let's go to Psalms 94 and 14. Give you a chance to get there. We'll go to 94 and 14. Okay, Psalms 94 and 14. For the Most High will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. And what did I do with that part there? Okay. Now, what would it take for the Most High to cast off Israel, for Israel to not exist anymore? Because that is in the scriptures. Let's go to Jeremiah 31 and 35. Give you a chance to get there. This is our brother Jeremiah. And see what he has to say about this. What the Most High has inspired him to say. Okay, Jeremiah 31:35. Thus saith the Most High, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Most High of hosts is his name. 36, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Most High, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. 37, thus saith the Most High, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth search out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Most High. And the Most High has the right to do that because of all that Israel has done, all the disobedience, all of the things that we've done, the iniquity, and, you know, the transgression of the law. The Most High does have the right. But, you know, if you look at all of this here, like I said, it's a miracle that only the Most High, it's something that only the Most High would know. You know, measuring these ordinances and finding out the depth of the sea, measuring the universe. It's the Most High can do that. No one else can do that. So that, in essence, tells you that his love for Israel is going nowhere. Okay, let's go to let's see, Psalms 47 and 4. 47 and 4, where are we? Psalms 47 and 4. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. You know, the Most High did love Jacob. And because of that, he loves Israel. He loves he loves Israel. Okay, and let's get another precept on the Most High's love for Israel. Let's go to Malachi chapter 1, and we'll do verses 1 to 3. Verses 1, the burden of the word of the Most High is Israel, by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Most High, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Most High, yet I loved Jacob. Verse 3, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains at his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. See, the Most High chose us, and we are the apple of his eye. Okay, let's get another precept. Let's go to 1 Kings 10 and 9. Give you a chance to get there. Like I said, I know you're used to hearing the velvet tones of Brother V, but you have me today. And I hope I can serve you well enough to get this message across. Okay, 1 Kings 10 and 9. Blessed be the Most High, thy Elohim, which delighted in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Most High loves Israel forever. Let's look at that again. It says, blessed be the Most High, thy Elohim, which delighted in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Most High loved Israel forever. Therefore made he the king to do judgment and justice. And we know that's Yeshua. But in here it says that the Most High loves Israel forever. Okay, let's bear with me here. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 4:4, and we're going to read verses 34 to 40. It says, or hath Yah said to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all the Most High, your Elohim, did for you in Egypt before your eyes. See, no, the Most High, he didn't fail. He chose us. He chose us. And just like it says, he even chose us because we were the most in number. Because we were few in number. Let's go to verse 35. Unto thee it was shown that thou mightest know that the Most High, he is Elohim. There is none else beside him. 36. Out of the heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his word out of the midst of the fire. And this is when they were coming out of Egypt. 37. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. And you see that this continues. It doesn't stop. It didn't stop with Israel back in ancient times. It still goes today. It says he chose their seed after them. He chose them and their seed after them. So that's us, brothers and sisters. 38. To drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in to give thee their land for inheritance as it is this day. And that's that land is where this land is being trodden down in this day. 39. Now therefore, this day I'm sorry, know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart that the Most High, He is Elohim, in heaven above, and above the earth beneath. There is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore His statutes and the commandments which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth which the Most High thy Elohim giveth thee forever. And you know, there is a condition, and we know we need to follow His laws, statutes, and commandments. But there will always be Israel there for the Most High to love, because He will raise up a remnant. And that there shows you that, being that that remnant is there, and that the Most High will raise that remnant up, that He has not forgiven, or He, I'm sorry, He has not forgotten the Israel. You can see, I mean, He had every right not to forgive them, but that's not how the Most High works. Because Israel has done so many wicked things, so many, walked against the Most High and turned their back on the Most High. You know, it just shows His long suffering, His patience, and His love for Israel. That also shows His love for Israel, that He's put up with us for this long. Okay, let's see where we're going here. Let's go to Deuteronomy 10, 12, and 12 to 15. We're going to read verses 12 to 15. And now, Israel, which doth the Most High, thy Elohim, require of thee, but to fear the Most High, thy Yah, thy Elohim, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Most High, thy Elohim, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And see, and that's what the remnant is doing. And that's what the remnant is going to do. That's why he's going to save that remnant to himself, because you know they are following His laws, statutes, and commandments. See 13. To keep the commandments of the Most High and His statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of the heavens is the Most High's thy Elohim. The earth also, with all that therein is. The Most High had, and 15, only the Most High had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and He chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. There's another situation or another scripture showing how He loved not only our fathers, but He loved their seed. Okay, let's look at some more verses here. We're going to go back to Jeremiah. We're going to go to chapter 31. We're going to go for, read verses 1 through 11. And this also shows what the Most High feels about Israel. You bear with me, brothers and sisters. I'll get to this here. Okay, Jeremiah 31, verse 1 through 11. The same time, saith the Most High, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Let's read that again. At the same time, saith the Most High, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. So he's the Most High. He loves us forever. He is our Elohim. Verse 2. Thus saith the Most High, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. 3. The Most High hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. That's powerful there. An everlasting love, meaning that it'll never stop. See, so for those people who are trying to say that the Most High has cast off Israel, that Israel is no more, this scripture just shows that that's not the case. A lot, like I said, we've come upon a lot of scriptures that shows that the case, but that's the story that they're putting out there, because being that they've, because going back to Psalms 83, matter of fact, let's read a little Psalms 83 to see what the nations wanted to do with us and how the Most High has still remembered us. Now, the world may not remember us, and actually we're just waking up ourselves of who we are, because, you know, we didn't know who we were because they hid that from us. Go to Psalms 83. Just read a little bit of that to show you what we were up against. Okay. Keep not thou silence, O Yah. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Yah. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult. And they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Eden and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarines, Jabal, Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines, and the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them. They have opened the children of Lot. Well, like I said, you see what we were up against? They tried to wipe us out of the memory of this earth, out of the history. As you see, there are a lot of artifacts they've gotten rid of, a lot of things they've done. They're trying to erase us from this world. But the Most High, you know, He loves us to the point that He would not let that happen. He is still with us. He's still showing us that, you know, waking us up in this hour, letting us know that we are the people. You know, it's been hidden from us so long. And we know as we came into this, most of our, you know, when we talk about how the Most High opened our eyes, or He awakened us, and that's what He did. He opened our eyes. We started seeing these scriptures and realizing that these scriptures were given to us to give out, that we were the ones that were able to read and discern these scriptures. Because as we know, as we came up in the Christian church, there are lots of things that we had heard that just were misinterpreted, because these scriptures were not given to the heathen, to the scurred, or the Gentile to interpret. See, where I leave off at? Okay, I'll get there in a second. Okay, verse 4. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. See, the Most High is going to put us back on top. But it's going to be that remnant, because we are willing to be obedient to Him and to follow His law, statutes, and commandments. And these are things you have to do, but the Most High does love. Because the Most High doesn't wish for anyone to taste of the lake of fire. He has abundance love and long-suffering. He's given us all this time to try and get it right. And the time is getting short, and we need to get it right. Okay, verse 5. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. 6. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, unto the Most High, our Elohim. Verse 7. For this saith the Most High, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say. Hold on a second.
Of life in Israel.
Sorry about that.
I lost my phone for a second. My trusty pit bull was laying on it. But let's see, we can go right to ship here. I just hope you brothers and sisters, bear with me. Like I said, I'm, doing the best I can to bring this lesson to you. And I hope it hopes you get some edification from it. Let me see. I left off at, okay. See, verse 7. For thus saith the Most High, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yah, save thy people, the remnant of the Israel. And as you know, this word remnant is all throughout these scriptures, because the most of Israel and most of the world will turn their back on the Most High. They're not going to be obedient, especially Israel, because you know, as it says all through this Bible, that we are stiff-necked people. Let's see here. Okay, verse 8. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the women who with child, and herd that travels with child together, a great company shall return thither. 9. Okay, they shall come with weeping and with supplications, though I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. They'll come with weeping and gladness and joy, because, you know, we're going to be happy to be vindicated. And see, when Yeshua appears to the world, because there are a lot of people, you know how they scoff, they laugh, and, because they don't believe in this book. You know, they scoff it and laugh at it, but we'll be vindicated at that time. Because when they see the Son of Man coming through the clouds, so many people are going to look at that, and they're going to realize at that time that, you know, that they made a mistake, that the Most High is still there. Because people get the idea, because when we don't hear directly from the Most High, well, He's not there. Well, the Most High, a thousand years is a day to Him. And so, yeah, you may not hear from Him. And during that time, because you go back to the time of Noah, they hadn't heard, Noah heard from the Most High, but they hadn't heard from Him. So they're doing their thing and everything else because they're not hearing to Him, because they think the Most High is dead, just like the world thinks today that the Most High is no more. And so that's why they figured that they can break all His laws, statutes, and commandments and not suffer any type of consequences. But there are consequences to be suffered. And it's going to be, and it's a bad consequence, because we don't want to end up in that lake of fire. Because I know it's too hot for me. I don't know about you. I don't like the heat as it is when it gets hot out here. So I don't want any part of that. And being that, in that last verse, verse 8, being that He's gathering us and bringing us all back, shows you that He hasn't forgotten us, and He still loves us. See, verse 9, they shall come with weeping. Okay, I'm sorry, I read that. Let me see, did I read that? Yes, I did read that. Verse 10, hear the word of the Most High, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather them, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. Verse 11, for the Most High hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. As you know, like I said, we are experiencing a lot of wickedness, and we can see that they're coming down on Jacob with a lot of things that happen. You know, we're being shot in the streets. We're being and with this new president we have here, they're showing their colors, because you know every day you read article upon article of Jacob being abused, being disrespected, All right, let's see here. Okay, let's go to Zechariah 2 and 8. We're going to do read 8 to 10. But thus saith the Most High of hosts, or the Elohim of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you touches the apple of his eye. Let's go over that again. But thus saith the Most High of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. Bear with me, brothers. Hold on. Oh, shoot. I hate the dead air, but, you know, it's just something that that happens when you lose your place you're looking for. But, oh, heck. Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that. So I just read 8, and as you see, we are the apple of his eye. And the Most High says, who touches us, you know, the Most High sees that, and there will be recompense. For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants. And you shall know that the Most High of hosts has sent me. Verse 10, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Most High. See, the Most High is going to come. He wants to be with Israel. That's why he loves Israel so much. He wants to be with us. He wants to live with us. And that is what's going to happen. Let's look a little bit at this recompense for those who are pressing Yah's people. Let's see, Jeremiah. You want to go to Jeremiah? Come on. 30, verse 30. I'll give you a chance to get there while I'm trying to get there. Let's see here. Jeremiah 30, and let's go to verse, 16. Verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they shall spoil thee, and they that spoil thee shall be spoiled, and all that prey upon thee will I give for prey. 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Most High, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. The Most High, and the Most High is the only one that can cure us. He's the only one that can cure us, because our bruise is incurable. You see, man, there's so many people or who have tried to restore Israel, or to bring us back to prominence, but we can't do that. Tried to free us. But as the Bible says, no man will free us. No one will be able to free us. We're waiting on the Most High to come and do that. Let's see here. What else we got? Let me look at, let's see. Let's go to another one. Another precept on Yah and not casting off his people. Let's go to Lamentations 3 and 31. Where are you at? I'll get there. Let's see, Lamentations 3 and 31. Okay. For the Most High will not cast off his people. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. for he does not afflict willingly, nor give the children of men to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth. Well, I didn't really mean to read that part, but like I said, the Most High doesn't willingly want to send us to the lake of fire. He doesn't want to hurt us. He wants to love us. He wants to give us everything, but we need to be in obedience. We need to be in obedience in order for him to do what he wants to do for us. Because, see, the Most High loves us so much. Yeah, like I say, he says he wants to put us on top. Yeah, he'll put us on top, which we were at one time. But being that we consistently disobeyed and turned our back on the Most High, he had to chastise us, as any parent would chastise their children. And it's been a hard chastisement, being that, you know, we were brought over here in slaves, we've been treated bad by all the nations, disrespected by all the nations, and by that, people should look at that and realize that, you know, something's going on here. Why is it that every nation in the world hates these people? Why do they disrespect these people? There's a reason for that. And that's because the Israel was disobedient, didn't listen to the Most High. And so the Most High has, he's had to chastise us. And like I said, as any good parent would do to their children, because it's best that you chastise them. But we just love the Most High and thank him for all that he's done for us. Let's see. Hold on a second. I'm looking for one other verse. Okay. Zephaniah 3:8. It's more on the recompense of where is that? Okay, hold on. Let me get that. Okay, Zephaniah 3:8. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Most High, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations that I have assembled, the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all of my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured within the fire of my jealousy. And this is just what the Most High has prepared for those who have oppressed Israel, the apple of his eye, the people that he loves. And so we need to be thankful that he, because the Most High could have chose anyone. We don't know how gracious, how great, and how lucky we are that the Most High chose us. I mean, of all the nations, I mean, he chose Abraham's seed, you know. And even with that, he chose Isaac, who led to us, instead of Ishmael. And the same thing with Esau and Jacob. He chose Jacob. I mean, the Most High loves his people. And so for anybody out there saying that the Most High has cast off his people and that he, you know, there is no more Israel, that's just spiritual Israel, none of that is in the scriptures. And that's pretty much what, we need to let them know. Hey, show me that in the scriptures. And they can't find it, because it's not the Most High. It didn't come from the Most High. He still loves Israel. Well, brothers, I hope I was able to give you something that was enlightening. Like I said, I'm not used to doing this kind of thing, so I just thank you for bearing with me. And let me look here, because I don't normally. Hold on a second here. Let's see. Okay. Brother V, I don't know, you know, where I go from here. If you and Sister Mar still well, like I said, I'm new doing this the first time. But I thank you for joining me.